Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hello, hello, bonjour. It's time for Fat Mascara. Woo-hoo. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen.
I'm very excited about today's episode.
Okay, before we talk about our guest, let me tell you what I want to talk about. First up, toner talk. What are toners? Do we need them? Then, it's award season. Don't be confused, because we're talking about fragrance awards. We'll get into it. And the last thing is, happy Earth Day, mofos. We're going to talk about earthing and what it is. And then you can be excited. Who's our guest?
It is the gorgeous, talented, so beautiful it hurts.
Jeez, someone's got a girl crush.
She's so gorgeous. Violette.
Makeup artist.
Oh, yeah, she does some like, makeup stuff on the side, too.
Oh, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, she's here. So, Jen, I had breakfast with this girl the other day. Didn't hear a word she was saying. Mm-hmm. I was so focused on her skin. I said, "What's your secret? Just stop talking." And she said, she went through all of her skincare and like I was thinking like, okay. And then she threw me for a loop and she was like, "I'm obsessed with my toner." She's like, "I've been toning since I was 13. And I thought like, that's BS. Like your toner doesn't do anything. You're definitely genetically blessed or like, you know, all that crap you just told me about actually is working. Yeah. Do you actually think toners do anything?
Are we talking about like toner back in the day, like Clinique clarifying lotion that maybe had a little alcohol if you had the certain number version of it?
Two or three.
Or 1006 or like those other ones that are like astringent tea toners? Because if so, no, I think they just strip your skin. But the new
Shout
ones.
Shout out for 1006.
I know that was old school, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I like it.
The new ones though, I feel like they're just like liquid moisturizers. They're not really toners. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm not talking about an essence. I'm talking about like, I guess like
old
things that
toner.
Just say like a toner.
Okay, so yeah. She uses toner. Does it have alcohol in it?
I think it had like a little bit, but like it was not like an acidic kind of like it's doing something. It's like taking off a layer of her skin. It was just kind of like bleh.
I always think like why strip my skin of more moisture, but I have dry skin. I'm sure you went and got some information for me though.
I called a doctor.
Yeah, why are you even asking me? Of course you know better.
I want to know.
Okay,
your
who'd
thought.
You call? What did we learn?
I called Dr. Mona Gahara.
Oh, I love her. Yeah,
she's really cool. So she gave me this kind of like wacky analogy that I loved.
Share.
Adding a toner to your regimen is akin to holding a plank for just 10 seconds longer than you normally would.
It's a good thing?
Well, I mean, 10 seconds long or like, I don't know. I don't do planks. I don't mess around with that stuff. I hate planks. I literally, like, my head almost popped off last time I did a plank. It can certainly add an extra benefit, a bit more hydration, pore cleansing, even barrier repair, but it is by no means necessary. So, of course, I annoyed her, and I said, like, I don't understand. Keep going.
Yeah.
And I said, like, what do you mean? Like, is it actually, like, packing a longer-term benefit? Like, is it actually restoring pH balance? And she's like, look, I'm not going to hang my hat on, like, pH balance or, like, restoring, like, giving you a long-term benefit. Yeah. Basically, it's just packing in a little bit of extra benefit.
But this is what I was talking about. Like, if you wanted oil reduction, then you'd have to pick one that had oil-reducing ingredients. And if you want more moisture, then it's going to have to be one of those essence-y ones.
Yeah. So I guess, yeah, like, I guess you can, you're right, like, go to the wall or whatever, pick something that is targeted for your type, and it will give you, like, a little kick, a little boost.
It does confuse,
but is it saving the day?
I don't know. But it does confuse the names of them, because there's the micellar waters, the toners, the essences, the liquid moisturizers. To me, I'm just thinking of that step that is, it's not your moisturizer, it's not your cleanser, comes in between, comes in a bottle, yeah. It usually goes on with a cotton pad. Can we agree that's just what we're talking about?
Yeah, okay. That's the toner.
I mean, I'm sure a marketing person would be like, no, they're all different, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But if you want that liquid step, yeah, you have to pick the one that's going to do what you want.
I have a toner I like.
Okay, which one is it?
It's Elemis Soothing Apricot Toner. It's a little pricey. I have to say it's pricey, but it's nice. I spritz it on my face.
Spritz it?
I know.
You're blowing my mind. You're spraying your face again.
Well, you know what? I actually saw you're going to laugh. Can I tell you why I started spritzing? I used to put it on a cotton pad, but then I noticed that the cotton pad was kind of absorbing everything.
Yeah.
So I just do one big mist, but I saw it on one of those like freaky like facial videos, like a spa treatment videos that I watch sometimes to like learn about new skincare.
Yeah.
So that's how they spritz all the people.
They spritz the face and then do you wipe it off or no?
The esthetician pats it into the person's skin.
With fingers?
Yeah, with their fingers.
Oh,
not the subject's finger.
The estheticians. So is that what you do? You spray on the Elemis and then pat it in?
Yeah.
And then put your moisturizer.
This girl had really good skin, so I'm just like, you know, I'm trying something.
I want to know if listeners use toner. We're going to have to post about this and get the feedback. I do not, but convince me, you know?
Yeah. Guys, do you guys use toner? Tweet us. Insta us.
Email
us.
Shout into your phone right now on the subway. No, I'm just kidding. Toner. Let's talk.
Jen.
Yes.
I recently attended a gala.
Did you?
Yes.
Why wasn't I invited?
I don't know. I think you were. Actually, no, I saw your boss there.
Damn. Burn.
No. She was actually representing, I think, something you wrote.
Oh, Fragrance Foundation is what you're talking about.
Yeah, she was there on behalf of you and the team.
Yeah, nice save. So tell me about this gala.
That was actually really smooth of me, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Fragrance Foundation Awards, the luncheon for all the finalists.
Yes.
It was pretty amazing. I was like hobnobbing with Brooke Shields.
What was Brooke Shields doing
she
there?
She was the host.
Okay.
I was hobnobbing with Olivia Palermo.
Chic.
I was hobnobbing with a real who's who of the industry.
Uh-huh.
So I chatted with Olivia Palermo.
What's her connection to fragrance?
Basically, well, she won the Social Media Star of the Year.
Oh, I didn't even know they had that award.
Well, it's one of their new awards.
Does she post about fragrance on her, like?
She posts about fragrance. She loves fragrance, but she's also just like a real style star, too, like a real influencer. And I commented her on her makeup. And I mean, it's like we should start playing a game like 6 degrees of Six Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
6 degrees of Daniel Martin.
I was gonna say it's gotta be Daniel Martin.
Daniel Martin did her makeup.
He's everywhere.
He is
Six
everywhere.
Degrees.
It was gorgeous. I talked to Brooke Shields for a little bit.
Did they share what fragrances they like?
Olivia was wearing an Anikuta fragrance. I didn't catch the name because it was gorgeous.
French. You couldn't understand it. Yeah.
Yes. But she smelled fabulous. And I talked to Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields, actually, her shoe was untied and I had to tie it for her. So that was a special moment in my career. And I also met Jasmine Tooks.
Oh, the Victoria's Secret
model. First of all, she was tall and gorgeous, and I felt like an absolute hobbit next to her. But we did talk fragrance for a little bit.
What is she like?
She told me about, I mean, obviously she was going to talk about Victoria's Secret for a little bit, but we talked about candles too.
Yeah.
She told me, she gave me a secret source for candles. So I thought that I knew everything. I thought I knew every, like, nook of, like, the, like, you know, retail
candle industry.
Yes, exactly. She said she gets her candles at Restoration Hardware. She said she loves them.
Oh.
She's all about a sandalwood.
Oh, they have scented candles there, too.
Yeah, she said that, like, Restoration Hardware makes the best
home
candles. Not just
overpriced, oversized, weird wooden benches that don't fit in a New York apartment.
Have you ever seen their cloud couch? Oh, I aspire.
What?
No
one has an apartment big enough for anything Restoration Hardware. I guess the candles probably would fit. How about that?
I can afford a candle right now. Okay. Maybe next year, the cloud couch.
Okay.
But anyway, so there I was. And I have to say, like, I love all Fragrance Foundation, like, award ceremonies, the biggies coming up in June, because it really is, like, I feel like I am, like, in the thick of the beauty industry when I'm there, because I can't explain it to somebody who isn't there. But I'll explain it to you guys.
Yeah, sure.
Like, you know, Brooke Shields is up there, and she's talking about all the different fragrances that are, you know, like, best, you know, male fragrance, best, you know, 360 social campaign.
And the orchestra is playing.
through the speakers, but yes, there's a, you know, a ridiculous chandelier. We are in the most gorgeous building on Park Avenue. You know, even Brooke said, Brooke, I'm on a first name basis now. I actually said that so earnestly. Even Brooke said, you know, when I was interviewing her at the beginning, she was like, I've known these people for generations. Like, and she really has, because she's known that she's like, been like in the style and fashion world. She's like, this is like it. Like, you're at the apex of people who have spent their whole career like working with, you know, in fragrance.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're with like the top bananas, you're with royalty. But it'll be like, and now, you know, the nominees, and people are at their tables. Like, you're at their, you hear the corporate tables, like, literally screaming and cheering when the bottle appears. And like, I'm a fan of certain fragrances. So like Jo Malone, Lime and Basil, you know, like Arsenio Hall style, whooping it up. Like, woo, woo, woo. Yes, I actually just woo, woo, woo.
And but you like, referenced Arsenio Hall.
I think about Arsenio once a week.
In the same sentence as fragrance. I love
yes,
it.
Yes. Okay. But like, it is like, people are so passionate and people are so supportive. Anyway, it's my favorite. It's high glamour, but we're there for the fragrance, ma'am. We're there for the
fragrance. Real estate out in Vegas. There's some like real estate conference that's the same thing, but for real estate. And then there's one for like the accountants of the world.
Is it as,
it's probably not as glam.
It's not as glam. It's not as highbrow.
Yeah.
I mean, this was like, this room was something. But anyway, to celebrate, the whole point of this whole thing.
Sure.
We are going to have, fans of the pod may remember this from last time. There is the consumer voting portion.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we want to invite our listeners to vote for their favorite fragrances.
In that one category of consumer favorite.
And it's actually pretty good.
And this is what they will award on in June at the nighttime event, not just the daytime luncheon Arsenio Hall one.
Right. So we're going to put the link on our website. We're also going to tweet it out. We're going to put it on our Facebook. We're going to put it everywhere. So when you take the very simple like survey, at the end it says like, share your vote. At the end, just put at Fat Mascara. You will automatically be entered to win an amazing selection of like some of the top fragrances that are in this category.
So all you have to do is tag at Fat Mascara when you click to share your vote on Twitter and you're entered to win.
Can That's I tell you a few of that are up?
Because some of them are my favorites. Are these the ones that we're going to win?
Yeah. The Fragrance Hall of Fame, you can vote for. Okay, ready? Mm. In the women's category, there are fragrances like Coach Eau de Parfum, Ralph Lauren, Tender Romance, Victoria's Secret Crush. This is my favorite category, the Fragrance Hall of Fame, Estee Lauder Pleasures. Remember that?
Oh, that's a classic. Yeah.
Yes. Remember, like, there were always like those ads with the puppies?
My mom wears it. She calls it the pleasure of me.
That's really nice. I love that scent.
This is great. So how long does it take to take the survey, though? Like,
oh, it takes like literally, you can do it like while you're like,
we're talking about it longer than
on a bicycle.
Okay. So go vote, tag at Fat Mascara.
And you could be like somebody who has like a sick wardrobe of fragrances.
I love it.
Like by like the end of June. New segment, guys. The Week in Gwyneth.
Which Gwyneth are you talking about, Jess?
Gwyneth from my math class. No, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Who else?
I'm always interested in what she's, you know, touting. What, like, benefits of, like, jade eggs or, like, oil pulling.
Or $700 socks.
Exactly, you know. But there is, you know, she has, like, some reasonable things on the website, right?
Yeah,
right?
Of course. Mm-hmm. So what happened this week in Gwyneth?
Well,
Twig, this week in Gwyneth.
So I saw that she, or, you know, one of her writers was talking about earthing, and like a friend of mine told me about this, like, you know, a few months ago, and I was like, wait, is this just like walking on the ground barefoot? Because I really like doing that any chance I get, which is like twice a year. But like, but it seems like this is an actual thing.
Okay, I thought you were going to be cynical about it. And I'm cynical about everything, and I'm not cynical about earthing. I want to get behind this right now.
So what is earthing? In honor of Earth Day.
Yes, it's Saturday, April 22nd. All right. What is earthing? I'll tell you what they say it is, and then there'll be my scientific thoughts. Okay. So earthing is when you take off your shoes and socks, mm-hmm. you go outside.
Are you petty ready?
It's not about that, Jess. It's about the soles of your feet, connecting them to the earth, the grass, the dirt.
Can
not
you take your baby feet?
Yes, you could have done baby feet mask. Okay, this sounds kooky, and you're like, why? And they'll tell you, because you want to connect with the energy of the earth and all that and get... No. The point is that there are microbes in the soil that are good for you, that you breathe in, that'll help get you green. And there is also electrons, they say. You've got negative ions happening that give you a better mood. But here's why earthing is not quite... No, it's true. The negative ion thing I actually looked into, it you will get negative ions because they're around the soil, but a better way to do it even, which makes more sense to me, where are there the most negative ions like ever in the world? When there's sprays of water. So think about places there's sprays of water. Surf at the ocean, waterfalls, fountains. Mm. Think about things that put you in a good mood when you're outside. When I'm looking at the ocean surf in front of a waterfall and a fountain, aren't they like the most peaceful places to be outside? There's actual science behind it saying all those negative ions that are out in the air are boosting your mood. So like if you go to Japan and you're in like some shitty little hotel room, did this happen to me? It might have. And everything's horrible and you have bad jet lag. And then you call up and you're just miserable and you don't know what. They bring you a little negative ion machine.
Really?
And it totally boosts your mood. So earthing is, they think you can get the negative ions from like standing around
on the
ground.
Is Japan like way more into like this sort of thing than we are?
Yes, I mean, and
like,
I'm so glad
you
asked.
I can't imagine going to like the Holiday Inn
because,
like, and then being like, could you send up like an ice bucket and a negative ion machine?
Have you not been to Japan? That's exactly what happens in Japan.
I've never been to Japan.
You could be in like a La Quinta and they would be like, hold on, let me get you your sushi and your negative ion machine.
La Quintas are very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so actually way before Gwyneth, Japan was up on this and they called it forest bathing. Have you ever heard about forest bathing?
I've heard of forest walking.
And same idea, just being out in nature, exposed to all those little microbes, the negative ions, the good energy will boost your mood. So, I mean, we can get like Gwyneth and like ground ourselves with the chakra and the earth and the like alignment, but really just being outside is the thing.
Is this like an antidote to city living? Is that like the whole thing? Like, why are we talking about this now? Because like people have like not worn shoes forever and like lots of people don't even have shoes. I'm just being real.
Like, no, I know, but I think that we have stopped going outside as much. They even say that about kids. Like a part of the reason there's so much allergies now is because kids don't play in the dirt anymore and you're not outside and getting all evolution. This is where we're not meant to be on pavement worlds. We're meant to be like earthing with Gwyneth out Coachella in the dirt.
God.
Right?
All right. Well, we're going to give Gwyneth a big.
You don't have to give it a name, though.
This one because it's awesome.
Yeah, you don't have to give it a name. Just go outside, is what I'm saying.
Earthing.
Go earth.
Wait, did you see the things that in the article? It was like an earthing mat. It was kind of silly.
No, I didn't read the article. This is just common sense to me and all the Japanese people, obviously.
There was an earthing mat. It almost looked like a little bamboo shower. Like, you know those bamboo like
bath mats? Doesn't that defeat
mats?
The purpose because you want to be right on the earth?
It was like, if you can't earth, if you can't go outside... Jen, I probably am, seriously, I'm never barefoot outside because when am I?
Because you live with that crazy guy that screams in your mouth.
Yeah, it's called Chelsea. It's called Chelsea. Like, am I going to, like, the middle of the day, like, go out and
I
earth?
I have a car.
Like,
I'm going to take you upstate. We're going to go earth.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it.
Here with Violette, probably a makeup artist that like every girl, I think everyone like really likes her the most.
Oh, you said it. Oh my gosh.
I didn't say that. No, that's terrible. But I feel like you have like the makeup that we want to wear. Like
And just, also the classiest videos on YouTube.
Yeah. Like, we want to be the girl in the video. You've really carved out a cool little niche for yourself, Violette. Oh, let's talk about it. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So let's start from the beginning. You are self-taught in makeup. What does that mean?
It means that I don't really know if I'm doing something right. I have no idea. I started by myself. Like, I never learned makeup from anyone. So I never assisted. I never been to any training school or whatever.
How'd you get a job then? I've always feel like it's like, you have to assist Pat McGrath. You have to assist, you know, like.
I think now I would never advise, like, all my assistants, I'm like, you need to assist. All the people, like, I have many people writing me every day about how to make it in this industry. And I will never, ever, like, advise to do, like, what I did.
Okay. So, yeah, so what did you do? You're at home and you played around with makeup?
So, no, I'm not a makeup fan. It's weird, but I'm really not. I don't care about makeup at all. I care about women and style and be happy and play around with my colors on my face and on other people. But makeup itself, it's not like the achievement. It's just a tool that I'm using. I'm from art. That was my first love. So since I'm 3, I'm studying art. It sounds weird, but it was really the way I could express myself when I was a kid. I was being kind of wild. And I think that's my main, like, training. That's what taught me everything. It's art. And in my country, in France, women are in harmony with their femininity, but in a very specific way. It's not very glamorous, I think. And I was very fascinated by those powerful, independent women that, like, experience their own femininity in a, not in a masculine way, but in a very, like, strong and powerful way. I think beauty gives them empowerment.
Can you explain what you mean a little bit more? Because I'm thinking, like, who is strong and feminine and that you might be looking up to when you're younger that is, like, embodying this?
The women around me.
Yeah. Because you're saying you're not into makeup that much, but you're into this, like, strong feminine vibe.
Yeah. I've been very, like, when I was a kid, I didn't, like, watch classic, like, cartoons. I guess I was very intellectual now that I think about it, because I used to, like, watch only cocktail movies in black and white, and I was, like, 5 years old, and I was obsessed with this. And
me too, totally.
No, but now I'm like, wow, I was kind of a weird kid.
She's a very serious little girl in front of the television.
I was very, like, into it, and I was obsessed with Almodovar movies and the woman in his movies.
When you were 5?
No, I guess I was, like, more, like,
you would be traumatized.
Almodovar.
Yeah. So, were you looking at fashion at all, or really mostly film? I mean, there's, like, a bit of a Venn diagram there too. But, like, were you into the fashion scene? Like, I want to be a fashion, like, you know, makeup artist, or were you really just, like, focusing on
my family
art
were
and strong women?
They were in the, like, was in the fashion industry, so I was very familiar with magazines and photo shoots and all this crowd. So I was really not dreaming about it. I knew it was very tough. Mm-hmm. One day you can be loved and one day you can be forgotten. It's kind of a tough industry. So I really was not thinking about being part of it. And I was doing my painting for so many years. And then I wanted to be an archaeologist. And then I wanted to be, like, a businesswoman. I don't know what that means.
Businesswoman.
Yeah, I wanted to be a businesswoman.
You wanted a power suit and a briefcase.
Yes, exactly.
You like the outfits.
Exactly, with the high heels and, like, red lipstick and be like a bitch. But no. And then one day I got into fashion, but, like, fashion design, not fashion industry.
Okay.
So I was like, oh,
you're still
I'm
being
try.
Very, like, fine art about the whole
yes.
thing.
So I decided to do that, and I decided to study that. And once I was done with my studies, they said, like, you're, I don't know how you call this, like, your file or whatever is really good.
Do you want
your portfolio? We can sponsor you to, like, go to Saint Martin School or something like this. And I was like, I don't know. Fashion is great, but there's something in the fabric that inspires me. But just to work with only this texture, there's something dead. I don't feel very motivated by it. And then in painting, it's okay. So do I really want to pursue in art? And I was like, there's still something. The canvas is flat. I don't know. There's something missing. And then what happened is a very, like, accidental thing. I was going to, I thought, a customized party. And my friend was like, oh, just put glitter on my face. And I put glitters on her. And I was like, oh, it's like dressing up a face and painting a face at the same time. It's mm-hmm. like both of my loves together. And by the way, I went to the party and no one was like wearing costumes.
It's the biggest fear. Yeah,
it happened.
That's so funny.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to try to do this job my own way, meaning treating makeup as a fashion statement, as a dress that I'm putting on your face, and at the same time, like art.
So you started doing this and you had your own bent to like makeup artistry.
Yeah, that's like, you mean like that was what I wanted to, that style?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a very strong philosophy on how I wanted to do makeup. Because I was not interested in makeup, I was thinking either I can do it that way and that's very interesting, and if I cannot, then I'll do another job.
That's really interesting. But how did you like make that leap from, okay, this is, I'm like kind of the fine artist, you know, the fine artist of makeup artistry to, you know, you are a major player in the makeup world mm-hmm. right now. Like, how did you make that jump? Like, how did you get so big?
Well, thank you. And also, I would say that it's really, I think my best partner is life. Does that make sense? Like, everything happened in a very, it's like a script. Like, I really always let life drags me some places, even though I work hard for everything. So I'm not like passive, mm-hmm. but I'm also not a control freak, like living in fear of like, it needs to be this. If it's not this, if it's complicated to achieve, mm-hmm. it's not the right thing. So I always experience everything with a kind of like, if it's not this, there'll be something else.
So you're not like a super, you don't have like a calculated, okay, like step three,
yeah,
I'm
no.
going to connect with this agent and then,
yeah,
you know.
I'm the opposite.
Most of your work in the beginning was for like art magazines and
yeah.
it wasn't like you went right to doing like a Maybelline commercial on like a commercial model. Do you think, it sounds like being an expat in New York, being French, sort of helped you in a way because you didn't know to be scared. And I'm sure there was a little bit of like an exoticism about you because you know how, you've lived in New York how long now?
2.5 years.
Okay, you know how we are about French girls.
Yeah.
We're like, French girls are so, what do they have? Why don't we have it? Do you think that's the case being a French woman? Do you think there is something different between the two cultures?
Now I feel it every day and I feel like it's
okay,
amazing.
Tell us what the difference is.
I mean, I feel the enthusiasm of other women that are not French towards me being French, and it's like an incredible welcome.
Is it creepy?
No, I'm just like, I had no idea.
Really?
Like, I didn't know how much it was an inspiration for American women, and I remember when I used to live in France, I was thinking we should be more inspired. Like, 10 years ago, I was kind of sick of this very boyish attitude from French girls. And I was like thinking that we need to be inspired more by American because they celebrate the woman. They're not scared of having fun with their look. And mm-hmm. I thought that was free. And I loved this. And now French girls are much more inspired by American women. And they really got their glamorous look evolved thanks to this. So I think we are better now also thanks to the American culture.
I don't know the word you said, boyish. Does that mean like they were like set in their ways and they were just scared to experiment?
No, I don't. I think maybe we're scared, but we're going to turn this into a snob attitude and be like,
okay,
it's not good.
Whereas like Americans tend to be less snobby and more willing to like
look
like a goofball.
I love this so much.
Okay.
Like this is the cutest thing ever.
Like enthusiastic.
Yeah. French, I'm like this too. I've changed since I've moved and I'm happy I did mm-hmm. Because there's no point to be proud like this. I mean, it's amazing to be inspired by other people and evolve. I think by that time, women were more no makeup, hair, like no hair,
like
no
it's
makeup,
not cool
nothing.
To care.
Yeah, you should not care at all. And I think now we're in a good place, French women. I'm really inspired by our balance. It's really in between, don't care too much, but still care and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good balance right now.
Is there anything actually like unifying though about like when people say, oh, this very French look? Like, is there anything that actually is a very French look?
Yeah.
What is it?
I can recognize a French woman
like,
from
how
far.
Could, like, how can we spot a French person?
I think that
it was like a field guide.
There is this there's this thing, always the balance, always the balance. It's never full on. So if we were like an incredible red lipstick, we'll have a pretty raw skin and the hair should be always clean, but like messy.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of have this thing, I guess, that we just had sex, you know?
Okay.
Like the sex, I call this the sex hair.
Sex hair.
We call it morning after hair.
But yeah. Us, it can happen anytime during the day.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah.
Violette's like rocking some sex hair today in the studio. Sex hair in a sweatshirt.
But it's not, they would
it's
never
not
be
vulgar. Fully, it's not vulgar.
Yeah, never fully done. Makeup, hair, outfit, yeah. Perfectly
no,
styled.
No, never. Not cool. Never. It's like, it's always like, even today, like I wear my sweater top, but I have these leather pants and shoes, leather shoes. Like it has to, it can be very laid back, but you have a touch of something chic there mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. make it up for the rest.
Sure.
And it's the same with your hair and your makeup. It's like got perfume, it. not too much perfume. Nails pretty short.
Got it.
Skin pretty raw.
So you are very big on YouTube and Instagram. What post or video has gotten a lot of like response? What's gotten a lot of love?
Recently, there's really one video on my YouTube that got so much success, and I was not expecting this at all. It was the one that I did in my atelier, because I have an atelier in the city, where it's like my creative bubble. I have all my pigments, I have all my inspirations on the walls, and I draw there, I paint there, and I do my consulting jobs there. So I very often do my makeup there, because I like to do my skincare routine that is kind of crazy at home, and then let my skin breathe for a while. And then when I arrive at my office and I feel like I'm ready to do my makeup. So we filmed this.
I want to pause you for a second. What's the crazy skincare routine?
Oh, it's funny because today I post my skincare routine and people are shocked.
There's a lot to it or to
tell us? To me, it's not a lot, but I think it is for most people. I mean, for French people are really responding like, yeah, it's normal. But the others are like, no, it is not normal.
What do you do?
So I use 5 products a night.
Okay.
We think that's fine.
That's fine, right?
Let's hear what they are.
So I cleanse with, it depends. I have this, in this video, I use the mud, and right now I'm using this Moon cleanser oil that I really like, because I never use cotton pad on my face when I remove makeup, because it scratches the skin and also it's not good to the lashes. So I really massage a while with the oil and then I rinse off a lot.
You don't use like a washcloth or anything?
No.
Really?
You don't want to scratch the face.
I know, but I thought that a washcloth might be like more like forgiving to you than a cotton pad, but
it's,
it sounds like you don't want anything.
It's a little bit aggressive.
Okay.
At the end, because I use all the stuff, so that's why I try to be more gentle. And my skin is extremely, I guess like me, my skin is a pain in the ass. Like, if I use the wrong products, like, no.
So
I massage
with the moon
and
cleansing
things,
oil.
And then I have this spray. I love, like, saline spray, because it removes all the, how do you say, microbe, like, bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will have this serum that I really love from Recherche Biologique that is oxygen. It's like oxygenation in your skin. Like when you have olive skin, I have a tendency to have like dark circles, or my complexion color will change every day depending on how I feel, how I slept. Like it's kind of annoying because it's like a window on exactly how was my day the day
wow.
before.
Yeah.
So I cannot hide. Like people will tell me right away, oh, you look tired today. Which I think is the rudest thing to say.
It is rude, yeah.
And so I use this, and it's been doing so incredible for me. Like, there's no way I'm going to, like, kill this product. Then I use those homeopathy little ampoule that are actually, normally you drink them. So one is for, like, an overdose on antioxidant on my skin one night, and the other night I'll use the other one, which is, like, to rebalance my skin.
This is all quite reasonable. Okay, we're up to 4.
That's what I thought. And then I have, I kind of forgot. I know I have this cream, this new cream I'm trying, but sometime we will put another serum or another kind of oil, depending on the weather, because climate also has a strong impact on my skin. So this is every single night. and it will never happen that I miss one step or never. Okay. But I think, like, in the video, I'm also using two masks to say, okay, once a week on top of this.
Oh, just six masks. Yeah.
And so it looks a bit, like, intense. But, yeah, but for some people, they only want to use two products or three.
And you said then you let it breathe for a while before you go to your atelier and do your makeup. Is that just to, like, let your skin, like, the pores close back up? Like, what do you mean by that? Is that a good idea for, like, one of us to do?
I think so, because your skin needs a little bit of time to process, to absorb.
Yeah.
And then I think
it needs... to think about it.
Yeah, and a break, like, to not do anything for a minute. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't wear foundation, so...
You're not wearing any foundation right now?
No, I have concealer right now, but I have nothing. I have blush, but, like, nothing on my skin. I'm pretty allergic to foundation, so I use it very rarely. So that's why also my routine has to be, like, very difficult, if I must say.
Yeah.
I have no choice.
What's your favorite shoot you've done recently for a magazine?
Teen Vogue.
Did you guys shoot together?
Yeah. We had an amazing shoot.
The applique shoot with Taylor Hill.
It was so fun.
Cool. The pearls.
That's really one of the shoots I enjoyed the most for sure, because it was like costume design on her face. That was really, really fun.
I'm teasing. You can say another shoot if there was another shoot that came
to mind. That was really one I really loved. More recently I did was for French Elle, because French Elle is a bit like a family to me, and with my boyfriend, Steven, we shot together a story of like 15 pages.
Wow.
And for 2 days, and I could do, they said, do whatever you want. For 2017, we just want to know your vision. And I said, okay, guys, I don't like trends. I don't care about trends. So can I just say what I'm inspired for other women?
Mm-hmm.
They said, sure. I mean, I thought that was like so.
What are you inspired for 2017?
I did a lot of pink. I was very much into pink, so I did like the 50 shades of pink, I guess.
Wait, awesome. Do you have blush on right now?
Yeah.
What is this blush that
you're wearing? This Glossier Puff, the new blush.
Yeah, that's a pretty pink.
Thank you. It's very pretty.
So did that shoot come out already?
Yeah, it came out, and I'm like very, very happy with it. It's basically Daphne, the girl, she has no makeup on her skin, and she just has one statement. So sometimes it's like velvet, deep red lips, or a metallic eye, or stars stem tattoo on the eyes, like one statement that she will wear as an accessory, like a piece.
So how do we do the stars?
So I use a milk pen. Do you know
this
pen?
Oh, they're little like the stencil pens.
Yeah. And I just like, how do you say, stamp my eyelid. I recover all my eyelid with it.
That's cool.
And it's fun. It stays on for 2 days, so you need to be ready.
Thanks for the warning. When we spoke a few months ago, I remember you told me that like one of your favorite things was these pigments, and that they really inspired you. Like when you were little, it was some crazy tale about that. I thought it was cool. Can you share it with our listeners?
When I was a kid, I spent some like holidays in south of France in the middle of the vineyard. There was that workshop owned by two very hippies artists, a couple. And they had this like incredible, like very artistic workshop really in the middle of the vineyard. So it was kind of an insane landscape. And my family, we stay there in this vineyard, and I will spend my entire days with this couple. And they have this gigantic wall recovered with like jar, like old glass jar of pigments. So I remember like sitting on the floor and being shocked by this entire, and I was small, so it was like so big, gigantic wall of colors everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling like I was being fed by the energy of the colors. So I was absorbing all these colors, and I'm still feel very, very sensitive to colors. And they taught me how to use these colors, pigments, and create my own medium. And paint on any canvas I wanted. So that's how I really learned to paint.
Does your mood change? Like if you're wearing a certain color, do you feel a certain way?
Yeah, I really believe in color therapy. And I noticed that if I have a big meeting and I feel a bit down, I will put like a very bright red lipstick and it changed my energy right away. And I do the same for my clothes.
Okay, so what if we're tired? So somebody doesn't say, you look tired. What should we put on?
Red lipstick is an amazing...
Really?
Yeah, it's red lipstick today. Is your best friend.
I was like, then you're looking at that and not at my tired eyes.
And dark circles and a little bit of a pale skin works with red lips. So you can look like kind of like not in the best, but of your complexion, but the red is going to be actually cool with it. So it's pretty good. Otherwise, all these like soft pink tones, but depends on your skin color. It's always like they say, you have to. That's why I also want to start to do makeup on friends of different ethnic to really show on different hair color, skin color, eyes color, that you have different choices. Because I'm olive, so it's I don't have tons of like options.
You mentioned the film directors that inspire you. What other artists inspire you these days? It doesn't have to be an artist. I mean, whoever's inspiring
you.
Well,
I'm almost done reading the book of Abramovich, and I must say that I'm completely fascinated by her.
She's so cool.
She's beyond. I mean, I'm blown away.
Have you met her?
No.
Oh my God, you need to go up to her compound. I feel like you guys would be like
best
buddies.
That's my dream. Like, I'm like, I was always very attracted by her pieces, and I really understand her vision. But to read her and get to be in her mind, like, I'm like. I feel like I'm like in love with her.
Cool.
She's fascinating.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm a lot into this. What else? I'm very much into flowers at the moment. So I take pictures of flowers all the time to get like colors inspiration for makeup.
When spring finally gets here in New York,
you like freak out.
Everybody's into flowers. You're like a daffodil. Take a picture.
Exactly.
I saw a weed the other day, a dandelion. Yeah, I was like, sweet.
You get super like a little bit too much. That's okay.
If you're feeling gross, like what do you do to feel pretty? Or like what's a good tip for people like to kind of like perk up?
Don't say red lip because we already said that.
Because you're so good with color and like you know about color and mood and all of that.
Yeah, one color that really pushes my mood a lot is bleu clin.
I'm sorry?
Bleu clin. Yves Klein, you know the painter.
I would say Yves Klein blue, but it doesn't sound as lovely coming from me.
The blue clown. I want that.
Yes, yes.
Yves Klein, it's like a cobalt, like a true
true blue.
You can't find that blue anywhere, but so makeup, NARS, I guess.
So NARS does one eyeshadow like this.
Yeah.
And like scratch it to reduce it to powder so I can really work it as I want. Also, Sephora is doing a jumbo pencil, which is even better because then you just like color your eyelid and it's done.
Wait. But okay, let's go back to your scratched NARS like shaving. What are you doing with those then? Because I just if I put that on my eyelid, I just think it would look like patchy and insane. Like, what are you doing with that?
So the application has to be, that's the thing, if you put like very strong colors, the application has to be clean. If it's like not even, or the shape I don't really mind. I like when it's a bit messy, but just the texture should be nice so you can really enjoy the color. So when you use pigment, you need like a more dewy base in order to have the pigment to really stay on.
Okay.
So that's why I always use a jumbo pencil from Sephora for the blue, for example, that I really color my eyelid. And then I will grab with my finger, I always use my fingers, the pigments of NARS. And then I will pad over.
Oh, to lock it in.
Yes. And it will stay on all day. And the application is perfect. And it only takes like a minute. It's very, very fast to do.
Do you use, I'm picturing you doing all these steps, do you use eye primers or like is that not a makeup artist thing?
No, I think sometimes it is, but when you use a jumbo pencil, you already have this cream on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't change anything you put eye base or not. If you're using dry eyeshadows, like powder eyeshadows, then you need an eye base because this will help to like grab the product. But with this technique, with like bold color like this, just use a jumbo of the same color. And I also like it because with a jumbo, I can like... I don't like when it's graphic, the shape of an eyeshadow. I like when it's slowly dying on the eyelid, you know, even if it's a strong statement.
Yeah.
So I will really blur
the
edges. So
freaking poetic. Like, I would be like, oh, when it fades. Just like, when the color slowly dies.
Slowly dying.
That's beautiful.
It's just my vocabulary that is, like, really limited.
I'm sorry I interrupted. I couldn't help it.
So, yeah, I really blur the edges. And in 2 seconds, because it's a creamy texture, so it's super easy.
So you blur the edges to like make...
To make it slowly die.
Yeah, to kill it. You want to kill that.
Yeah, I want to kill that eyeshadow. Yeah. And then the pigment, I will focus on the center of the eyelid.
She's popping the lid.
Okay.
That's what you
say. Pop it.
Pop the lid.
Pop it.
Yes,
above the iris, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You named a couple of the products you like. You mentioned these homeopathic drops that people eat, but you put it on your face.
Yeah.
What brand makes that?
So it's a French lab called Boiron, Laboratoire Boiron. And it's very, very, very good. So you give that to your babies. You put this in your eye if you have like a disease in your eye. It's like very good.
And you put it on your face.
And I put it on my face. Mm. The person who gave me this advice is Joël Sioco, which is in Paris, like kind of like the French guru for the skin. And it changed my skin. Like, it's incredible what it did. So you have different kind. You have gold, silver, copper, and zinc. And depending on what you need, you can choose the one you need the most.
Okay, what about hair? We talked about makeup.
You do get that sex hair.
You have that sex hair going on right now. What do you use?
So I never use any product with silicone because it killed my hair in the past. And one day a hairstylist told me, I was like, I don't know, my hair are it's so matte. Like, what happened? And said, you use silicone. I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, you need to stop this. And it took me 6 months to finally remember how my hair was.
Because there was buildup.
Incredible. Like, it really killed it. And so I now discovered this new brand that's called IGK.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I used the Wave Texture Spray.
I love it. And I actually have, like, this in my bag.
Oh, bring
she
it out.
Brought it.
This is always in my bag now. It's called the Sea Mist. And it smells.
Oh, this is a different brand. This is Herbivore. Yeah.
But that's, to me, that's like, I would say that's the sex spray.
Yeah, they have that at Urban Outfitters, I feel like I've seen it there.
Wait, which is the IGK product that you like?
I use shampoo and the moisturizing shampoo and conditioner. Mm. And then I will use Bumble. There is this, what's the name of it? The primer in the morning if I need to like break my, like if my bangs is like kind of weird.
Prep spray or whatever.
It's a prime
tonic. And okay, I have to ask, what mascara do you like? Because it's fat mascara.
Oh, so I'm a fan of the Urban Decay one called Perversion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
French people are sick.
I know. What's wrong with us? Yeah, I love this one.
Sex hair, your perversion mascara.
What's wrong with me?
What's right?
And then fragrance.
Oh, it's our favorite. What perfumes?
So I use this extremely cheap little tiny perfume that I buy on Amazon from Morocco that is called Musque Blanc, so white musk. Mm. It's natural and there's no alcohol, so I can wear this under the sun. It's like a roll-on, and I just like apply this.
She's from the Ara Friedman School of Perfume. Yeah. Little vials on Amazon.
Cheerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like $3.
and it just sold out on Amazon, right? I'm about to go get some.
This was very fresh.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, this whole thing.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm glad it takes
you met her expectations.
Chic and French. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for
Thank
having
you.
Me, guys.
Thanks, Violet.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honey Love bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honey Love bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honey Love crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honey Love's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honey Love. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honey Love supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honey Love bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Guess what it's time for?
It's time to raise a wand. And I'm also going to raise a candle and try not to burn my hair off right now.
Yeah, we've had a candle burning this whole podcast.
Today's episode is not necessarily brought to you by, but is scented by, guys, I wish you were here.
It's delicious.
I got this incredible candle when I was down in Memphis.
Talking about all these things you brought back from the South, and where's my pencil from SCAD? Just want to say.
It's on my desk. I'll bring it to you. Actually, right. I can give you one of these candles.
What's the candle?
Because I got a few candles. It's from this place called Falling Into Place, and it was this great, like, beauty slash, like, style store. It's actually owned by this amazing woman, Mary Claire.
Oh.
Shout out Mary Claire, who listens to the podcast.
So, hi, Mary
like,
Claire.
All things align in Memphis. And she makes these gorgeous hand-poured candles. I got to see where she makes them. I was poking around the store.
With quite the scent throw, I might add.
When people say, like, they have a soy wax candle, I immediately think, like, it's not going to smell. It's not going to throw. Because it's just my experience. I say this with no technical knowledge. I just find that, like, candles that have more, like, that are soy wax are not as powerful.
You're actually right about that. I just talked to the LAFCO guy, and they can't put as much volume of the fragrance into the soy because then it'll be liquidy and it won't solidify.
Wow.
So you're actually right.
Okay. So.
But this one smells good.
This smells great. She sold me on another one that I.
What scent is that?
This one is pink grapefruit, and I really wanted to bring the one that has become my favorite, and I was about to tell her, like, no, like, I'm okay. And she insisted that I get it. It's gingered saffron. I don't like ginger stuff. It's candied ginger saffron.
Ooh.
I could just literally eat it with a spoon. It is so freaking good. And my whole apartment smells so good because of it. But I couldn't bring it in because, like, we're, like, halfway through it at home. So anyway, Falling Into Place. I will put up the link. The candles are fabulous. And they come in travel and full size. And get these cute little stylish tins. Shout out Reza Wan. What do you have today?
Today, I bring you a concealer that I have been wearing religiously. My skin's been a little bit funky this week. And it is Becca, hold on, Aqua Luminous Perfecting Concealer. Do you know it?
I don't.
No. Okay. So it's a wand concealer, liquid and creamy. I always do the pot, and I feel like it just, it can look drying. It definitely covers the circles better because there's more pigment, I think, in the pots. But this is a liquid wand concealer, and it's creamy and delicious. And I've been putting it in the Trish McAvoy big, you know how
she inverted pyramids,
like a really big triangle all the way down the center of my cheek. So it almost highlights. And I feel like it just wakes me up because it's very creamy and luminous. Oh my God. I just said the name of the product. Duh. That's why they call it that. Well, I can't think of a better word than they thought of.
Yeah. I mean, they've done it right.
So it doesn't look
branding
cakey at all.
Branding is on point.
And the thing I like about Becca, I don't know if you've noticed this. You're not an olive or golden kind of girl, mm-hmm. but if you're an olive or golden, Asian, Middle Eastern, all those, they have a, their colors pull very yellow for me, which is a good thing because I think that's better than the ones at the drugstore that pull pink. Does that make sense?
I hear you. No idea.
So they have nice yellow-based concealers. So this is Becca Aqua Luminous Perfecting Concealer.
Nice.
Raise a wand.
Raise a wand.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.